Sif Tes. So in Zayin and Ches, we learned about the Adacha Achrayna. In Zayin, how you're supposed to do the Adacha Achrayna, L'chatchila, the proper way, Nipputz first, Al Tachana, or it's counted as the first one, and then you do two other Hadachas or three other Hadachas. There might be a difference according to the first way in the Shach, if you do the Hadacha in a Kli, or Biyad. The truth of the matter is, L'chayr, there's a... I mean, everybody agrees to that chiluk, at least, L'chayr. That if you hold it, you need three. So if you do it Biyad, there will be no need... There will be no need to do something before. In other words, you just rinse it three times. Doing it in a Kli, then there's a possibility that you need to do it three times in a Kli and then one time before. That's a preparation. So then Sifches said if you put it into the Kli without doing Niputz first, so we said with the evidence, it's usually not going to be a problem because if there's water there, the water will be mevatel, the resicha of the salt, and even if there's no water there, the Ramah added, because you're only leaving it in there for a second till you start to wash it off, till you bring the water. So in that few seconds, because over here the concern is the blood on the surface that's going to go back in, we don't have to be concerned. If there would be other isser in the pot, or if there would be milchigs in the pot, because you're talking about meat over here, that would be a concern right away from coming in contact with the salt. It's only with the blood we explain that it's not such a concern if it's a few moments, because again, because it's only blood, Stam Plato, we have the protection, so to speak, of the fact that the piece of meat is being salted, so it's being pilot sear at this point. So you can't just leave it in there for a long time because it's not being pilot properly because you put it in a Kli in a manukov, so it's not going to be able to drain. But for the first few moments, you don't have to be worried because the dam won't go back in. And then we learned that if actually it continues to, there's some alat tzir that comes out and it pools underneath, so then it's actually machloikas later on in Sifchof between the Machaber Ramah, if that salty, all that tzir, that salty juices that come out of the animal, that come out of the piece of meat rather, will cause the blood to go back in, alts malich kereseach, alts kavish betzir, or not. So siftes. And siftes means you didn't do any hadacha whatsoever. Any hadacha achrayna whatsoever. And you just threw it into the pot. So for sure there's a problem. Because you have iser. All on the surface of your meat. It's full of what? It's full of blood. And in the salt also, the salt absorbed a lot of blood. Because that's what it was doing. It was pulling out into it all the blood. So you need to be mevatel all that iser. Otherwise, the food in your pot is aser. So says the mechaber baster shnimlach when it's bashu b'lo yadach achreina. If you salted meat and you cooked it without doing any hadach achreina at all, sarich sheyehei boi shishim kadei hamelach shabai. You have to have shishim against the salt. Now, obviously, we don't just mean the salt. We mean also the blood that's on the surface of the meat, plus the salt. Why do you have to have shishim against the salt? Why isn't it not enough to have shishim against the blood that's inside the salt? So if you're the Ramah, you'll answer me why. Because chaticha natzis nevela. Meaning, even if you know, let's say there is an ounce of salt, and there's only half ounce of blood in the salt, that doesn't matter. Because all the salt became chaticha natzis nevela. So therefore you have to now, when you're cooking and you're cooking it in the pot, you have to have against all the thing that became aser, all the salt. But the Mechaber does not hold of Chetichanas Nevei the Bishari terms. Why does the Mechaber say you need against all the salt? Because Lo Yodin and Kamabala, we don't know how much blood is in the salt. True, if we would know that there's there's half the amount of blood in the salt and there is salt, then it would be enough. But we don't know. So we have to assume, to be safe, we always have to assume even though, again, over here, we're only dealing with Nisa Darabanan, but it doesn't matter. Just like by Chal, we had to assume that all the blood, all the, it was full of milk and all the milk came out. It's the same thing, and even though that was only a Din Darabanan, it's the same thing over here. Even though the blood at this point, once you're cooking it, is only a Nisa Darabanan. We'll talk about that soon in Mirtz Hashem. But that's the halacha. And most of the poskim say that once you cook the salt, or you salt the, once you cook the blood, or you salt the blood, it turns into a Nisa Darabanan to eat that blood that was already cooked. Afal bikein, you still can't just assume that, you know, misafik, just assume that you have a little less. You just have, but you rather you have to mishar neged the whole amount of salt. So that's why you have to have against all the salt. Now, why don't we say that at least according to the Ramah, because salt, remember if we learned in Siman Tzadik Ches, there's a din that something is spices, I feel about the flay bottle, because it's so sharp. Maybe a little bit of blood falls in his bottle b'shishim, you're not going to taste it. But if it's pepper that falls in, pepper's not bottle b'shishim, you're going to taste it in much more than shishim. Right? So therefore, the shear is much, much bigger. Unless it's a tiny, tiny kernel of salt that falls into a pot, then you could, you know for sure that it doesn't have a taste. But otherwise, you have to be worried that it's going to give a taste, even though you have much more than shishim. So how can we say over here that the salt, that it's enough to have shishim against the salt? Because salt is something which gives taste. So according to the Machaber, it's not really a question, because you're not really having shishim. The salt never became usser. Only reason why you're using against the salt is because we don't know how much blood isn't, but really you need only against the blood. But according to Ramah, that the salt actually became aser, chatichanasis nevela. So you have this question. So now that you have treifa salt, so to speak, so it should not be batul at all. So the answer is, even though the Ramah holds chatichanasis nevela, but it does not extend. We actually had this din in Taruvus also, right in the end of Kofei. It does not extend to that applies only when the sharp, the spice, is aser machmas atzmai. If I have a spice of iser, that the spice itself is iser, say I have a certain spice that's made out of an arla fruit, it was that the spice itself is iser machmas atzmai, that's when we say this rule. But if the sharp thing is heter and became aser from something, so then we say ein haneser oiser ela b'makom sheis atzmai achalelech. That the nesar, the thing which became usr, the salt, does not become, only takes on the koyach of the isr, of the thing that made it usr. Obviously, we don't mean, the Chatiya Nasas Nevela tells me that quantitatively the isr grows, and even though there's only a half a kazayis of blood, but if there's a whole kazayis of salt, so I need shishim against the whole kazayis. So it tells me that quantitatively the isr grows, but qualitatively the isr does not change. So, since blood is batal b'shishim, so the salt is also batal b'shishim. Now, how much shishim against, that changes. But the koyach of the iser, qualitative koyach of the iser, does not change as a result of chaticha nasis nevelo. Now, still not done with this story, with the salt, why it's enough to have shishim against the salt, because not everyone agrees to this. The Marshal says that this is all good and fine that you need shishim against the salt, according to the Mechaber, who does not hold of Isser Davuk. And we learned in Simen Kovav that if you cook something, if you cook a piece of meat with chelev attached to it, so this is a machoikas to the Mechaber Amah, meaning the Mechaber says, so as long as you had shishim, the Mechaber says, it's only a problem if you take out that piece with the chela by itself, then it becomes a problem. Or you take everything else out and you leave that in the pot. It's there by itself, now you don't have shishim, now it makes it aser. But if you leave it in the pot till it cools down, it's the whole time that the chela was in the pot, there was shishim against it, so I don't care that it was attached to one of the pieces while it was cooking. As long as I had shishim against it. So therefore, it never gave a taste into the piece that it was attached to. The Ramah says no. The Ramah says it has a din ki'ilu I took it out, and it was by itself. Yeah? So why? There were two reasons. We went to the whole thing. We don't have to go into the whole thing right now. But the point is that if it's davuk, if the iser is attached to one particular piece, the Rama holds, means representing a group of poskim that hold that there's this concept of iser davuk, and therefore, if you don't have shishim in that piece itself, the fact that you have shishim in the rest of the pot does not help you. It's as if it was cooked by itself separately, and therefore, if you don't have shishim in the piece itself, it becomes aser. And then, if you also hold Chaticha Nasas Nevela, so now that the piece became Aser, you'll have to have Shishim against that whole piece, otherwise the rest of the pot will become Aser. Step two. First, it's a Dabuk, the piece becomes Aser, then Chaticha Nasas Nevela, you might have to have Shishim against that whole piece. Okay? And Ramah holds of both of these rules, Marshal. So the Marshal says, so wait a minute, you have here a piece of meat. That it's not as if you have some blood that falls into a pot of chalon. Then you say, do you have shishim against it? Do you not? Or if you would have some salt that's balua with dam falls into the chalon. So you'll say, do you have shishim against the salt or not? Here, it's attached. It's you have a piece of meat that's salted. The salt is on the piece of meat. So it's davuk. So it's a davuk. So it's not enough to have shishim against the whole entire piece. It's not enough to have shishim rather against the salt. You have to have, in the piece of meat, you have to have shishim against the salt, which you usually don't have, as we're soon going to learn. And therefore, the piece of meat becomes aser. I don't care that I have shishim in the whole pot against the salt. I need shishim in this piece against the salt, because the piece is touching, because the salt is touching this piece of meat. And then step two, hayois, that the piece becomes aser. We say chatichanas is novela b'shari serm. So therefore, now I'm going to have shishim against the whole entire piece. Otherwise, the rest of the pot becomes aser. That is shita samarshal. Not like what it says in the Mechaber, that you have to have shishim against the salt. Now, does the Rama agree to the marshal or to the Mechaber? So you'll think, based on what we learned, the Rama should agree to the marshal, because the Rama holds of iser davuk and of chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surim. So it sounds like a very good cheshbon. Says the Rama, although I generally hold that there's a principle of iser davuk, this is not what we call iser davuk. Because the second you put the piece into the pot, the salt dissolves, falls off. So it's not, it does spread evenly. It's bedoimet to what? It's bedoimet to some salt that's belua bedam, that falls into the pot of chalant. It's not, the iser is not davuk to the piece because it dissolves right away. So therefore, the Rama does not treat it like iser davuk. The Rama says, as long as you have shishim against the salt, you're okay. So most probably, the Marshal was talking about a little bit. Of course, we said before you're supposed to salt meat with coarse salt, at least a little bit coarse. So the Marshal says maybe it doesn't dissolve right away. So for those few moments before it dissolves, it's davuk to the piece and it has a chance to aser the piece. That's maybe what the Marshal holds. But according to the Rama and according to the Mechaber, we don't say yisr davuk. And therefore, it's enough to have shishim against the salt. And obviously, we mean the blood that was on the surface of the meat as well. Now, does the piece of meat itself count as part of the shishim? So this is also machlokes in the Rama and the Marshal. According to the Marshal, a few things happened over here. Was this a davuk, so the piece became aser. Then it was chaticha nasas nevela. Once the piece became aser, it was nasas nevela. Now I have to have shishim against the whole piece. Now, could I have 59 times the piece? Meaning, does the piece count as part of the 60 against itself? According to the Marshal, obviously not. Once you tell me chaticha nasas nevela, the piece became aser, I need shishim against it. It's not counted. But according to Rama, the piece never becomes aser, and I need shishim against the salt. So not only do we say that the piece doesn't become aser and then I don't have to have shishim against the whole piece, but the shishim that I have to have against the salt, the piece is counted as part of the shishim. It's like any other part of the pot. It's mamash bedoim, according to the Rama, it's bedoim, I have a pot of chalant, meat, potatoes, everything I have in the chalant, and some blood falls into it. Where obviously in such a case, everything in the pot is mitzdar flavatol, the blood, and as long as I have shishim, everything is okay. That's exactly what's happening over here, because even though the salt starts off touching the piece of meat, but it falls off the second that the piece falls into the pot. Therefore, the whole entire k'deira is mitzaref to be mevatel b'shishim. If you have in the pot an equal amount of food to how big the piece was. So let's say the piece was 10 kazesim big, the piece that you salted, that you didn't wash off. If you have in the pot that you're cooking it, you have another 10 ounces, water, other pieces of meat, potatoes, whatever it is you have in the pot, if you have an equal amount of other food besides for this piece, you have an equal amount equal to the piece, then you could safely assume, says the Ramah, that what? That you have shishim against the blood that was on the surface.
30-30.
Why? Because we normally assume, says the Ramah, that any given piece would generally have 30 times the blood that would be on the surface and absorbed in the salt. So a regular piece would have 30 times its surface. So therefore, as long as you have an additional amount of kosher food in the pot equal to the size of this piece, you could safely assume that you have shishim. If you have in the pot an equal amount to this piece, to the piece that was salted but not rinsed, then hakol shari, everything is going to be mutter. Because you for sure have shishim against the salt that's on top of the piece. And we mean also not just the salt, but the blood that's on the surface. Because typically, a chaticha will have at least 30 against its surface. So therefore, if you have another 30, you have another equal amount to that piece, you're okay. So let's say you don't have shishim. You're cooking the piece by itself in just a tiny drop of water. So you don't have shishim against. Well, let's say you're cooking a whole pot of meat, but the whole pot, all the pieces of meat, you forgot to rinse. So it's not help, right? Those other pieces are not helping you. So then, afilu lo yehusam rak b'kli sheni hakol aser. Even if you only put it in a kli sheni, it's aser. Meaning, let's say you decided you're going to do the hadacha achrayna, and you fill up hot, you take hot water, you boil up water, and you pour it into a bucket. And now you're going to do the hadacha achrayna in that water. You know that you can't heat up water and then put the piece in that water, because that's called what? That's called a kli rishon, that cooks. Even if it's off the fire, it cooks, as we'll soon see. Yeah? But you transferred it into a kli sheni, because you already learned taruvus already, so you knew that a kli sheni, at least according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, is einam avashel, so you decided that you're gonna put the the hot water in the klisheni, and then you're gonna rinse it off in the klisheni. The blood won't go in because it's a klisheni. Says the Ramah, you goofed, because even though I hold the klisheni is not mavashal, that's a regular klisheni. It's a regular case that I have a pot of chicken soup in a bowl, or that I have a pot of chicken soup. I pour some in a bowl. It's a klisheni, and then I mix it with a milchig spoon. Then nothing becomes aser, according to me, because it's a klisheni. But here, where you put in the piece of meat, since there was salt in it, the salt causes the hot water in the kli sheni to have the koyach to cook. So therefore, that will cause the blood to go into the piece of meat and make it aser. You see it b'muchash. You see this idea that if you're let's say boiling water, and it didn't boil yet, sometimes you add some salt, and all of a sudden it starts to boil. That second, as soon as you add the salt, that it somehow becomes hotter or something. I don't know the science of it, but the salt makes it kilo, it's hotter. So because you put this piece of meat and it had salt all over it, that made that even though it's a klisheni, it could still be mevashel. And that's why the piece becomes aser. Even though I, says there, I normally hold klisheni, I'm the biggest maker by klisheni. I hold klisheni is nothing. It's not even mafet or mavliya, just mutter b'di'eved, right? Like we learned in Hilchos Taruvos, it says, no, in this case, because the salt has the koich to be mavashal. Let's see it inside. Because there is some salt, or tzir, the juices that come out through the salt, mixed into the klisheni, then the klisheni has the koich to cook, and therefore, the piece becomes aser. So now, the Marshal, interestingly, holds that it's going to be mutter if you put it in a klisheni. Why is that so interesting? Because who's the one who says klisheni does make it aser? The Marshal, right? That was the main. I mean, that's how we refer to it. And earlier on, there's the Rajba and others, but the Marshal said that's the one. That, you know, he was the poisik who paskin that a klisheni aser kuloi. Right, and the Taz is machmer like the Marshal. So the Marshal normally says klisheni is a problem. So mitamol over here, he says it's not a problem. What's the bir adavar? The answer is, yeah, maybe the klisheni can cause a blia, but klisheni doesn't cook, right? We never said klisheni cooks. The Gemara said klisheni doesn't cook. I was just machmer, says the Marshal, that a klisheni causes a blia. So who said a blia is a problem? That means the blood's going to go in? The blood will go in, it'll come out. Or maybe over here it won't even go in because you're talking about blood's absorbed in the salt, so it has to extract it. The klisheni has to take it out of the salt and put it into the piece. Yeah? So what did the Marshal say? The Marshal said klisheni causes a blia, but it can't be maflit to mavliya ke'echad. It can't. The hot water in the klisheni can cause the blood to come out of the salt, step one, and put it into the meat, step two. Right? If I would have hot blood that I heat it up, and then I poured the blood into a klisheni, and then I put some heter into it, then we'll say the blood gets absorbed in the piece. But that's not what's happening over here. You have hot water, and you want this hot water to take the blood out of the salt and put it into the meat. The Marshal says, I never said the klisheni could do that. Klisheni can't be mevashel, and just like it can't be mevashel, it can't be maftam of liyakechon. You see here also that the Marshal is consistent in how he understands the case, that the salt is not dissolving. You see that the Marshal is discussing case that's of coarse salt that's not dissolving. Therefore, he held it to Sudavuk, and therefore he also holds that in a klisheni, it won't make it also because it can't take it out and put it in. So that's the Marshal. The Marshal is machmer over here, and the Ramah, I'm sorry, the Marshal is mekel over here, and the Ramah is machmer. They switch places. It's also just an important ha'ara. It's not really so much negeya to Hilchas Malicha, but it comes up. If you notice, the Marshal said, the Ramah here taught us a new rule, that although a klisheni is not, generally doesn't even cause a blia whatsoever, but if there's something sharp in it, there's some sear in it, so then it's going to be mevashal. Meaning the blood will get absorbed in the piece of meat. But he didn't just say there'll be a blia, that the blood will get absorbed in the meat. He said it's mevashel. So some want to learn from here that if you have Hilchah Shabbos, that this is how we say a klisheni doesn't cook. Yeah, that's a regular klisheni. Maybe a regular klisheni can cook tea leaves. Because it's already a klisheni. But what happens if you put a slice of lemon in there? So it becomes sharp. So maybe that's like the tzir over here. Maybe you put something sharp in it, that's a problem. Even for Hilchah Shabbos, where even though in Hilchah Shabbos you need bishul, but the Ramah uses a lashon over here that a klisheni, if there's sharp in it, could be mavashal. So some want to say based on this that there's some sort of a chumrah for Hilchah Shabbos also. And others say no, that it's not a chumrah for Hilchah Shabbos. We never really meant to suggest that a klisheni with something sharp in it actually cooks. We just said that it can cause a blia. And therefore, the piece will become us. So he just used the lashon of Ashel, but he doesn't really mean it. I don't think the Ramah quotes it in Hilchah Shabbos. It's the other Achrayim talk about it. The Pima Gadim over here is Noita. I didn't check up what he says, and I don't remember actually what he says in Shin Yud Ches if he brings it down in Hilchah Bishul. But over here, he's Noita that it's not really Mevashel.
Who is
Naita? No, the Pima Gadim is Naita Lahakal for Hilchah Shabbos. At least over here. I didn't check up. I don't remember now what he says in Hilchah Shabbos. Basar Yavesh, says the Ramah, if the meat is dried up, sometimes you salt it, then it's dry. So once it's dry, then let's say you put it in, then you cook it. So at this point, says the Rambam, most probably, even if there's nothing else in the pot, you'll have shishim. Because the rule is that you'll probably usually have 30 against it, but you don't have 60. But once it's dried out, a lot of the blood evaporates, presumably, I guess. And at this point, you would have shishim. Ubasar yavish to the atmosphere. I don't know. Ubasar yavish yesh lahater afilu b'kli rishayin. Right? If it's dried meat, so then you can be matir that wasn't washed after from the salt. Then you can be matir even if it was cooked in the kli rishayin. Devada yesh shishim neged hamelech shalav. Because at this point, you for sure have shishim against the salt. And it's miachshak v'anis yavish because it already came dried out. But even dried, you're always supposed to wash it off before you cook it, obviously. All this that we said, that it's going to be a problem with the Yevet and a Kli Rishon for sure, and in a Kli Sheni, according to Ramah, even in a Kli Sheni, as long as if you don't have Shishim, yeah? This is all that you did not do the Hadacha Achroina. But if you rinsed it off once, really you're supposed to, it's not enough to wash it off once. How many times are you supposed to wash it off? 2 times, 3 times, a whole big thing, yeah? So even if you only washed it off once, mutter b'di'eved. B'di'eved, sagali b'adacha achas b'l'achreina. Because b'di'eved, one adacha achreina is enough. This that we learned in Siv Zayin, that's all the chatchila that you're supposed to do the 3. Last halacha in the sif, the Ramah says, melach shamolcho boi pa'am achas, salt that was once used, already one time, to salt a piece of meat, asr l'mloyeh boi pa'am shen, you're not allowed to reuse it to salt another piece of meat, because 2 reasons are given. First of all, because it's full of blood, and there's a concern that the blood might go in. And second of all, because the salt was already used, it might not have the koyach to do the job a second time. But kolshkein, therefore, the Ramah adds, kolshkein she'aser lechal hamelech achar shemolcho bay. Therefore, certainly it's aser to eat the salt. Why? Because it's full of blood. So you see that the reason the Ramah is not just saying that you can't reuse it because it won't have the, might not have the strength. Because what does that have to do? Why does that point lead you that you can't eat it? The reason you can't eat it is because there's blood. So you see that the Ramah was talking about, when the Ramah earlier said you're not supposed to use it a second time, the Ramah was saying you can't use it a second time, not because the salt doesn't lost its strength, but you can't use it a second time because it's full of blood. That's what the Achronim point out. Pshat, Pashim Pshat in the Ramah. Shach says if you did use it, b'diavad, it's okay. Not stam b'diavad, you have to re-salt it, but b'diavad that you already cooked it, meaning you salted, you reused the salt, and then you washed it, and you cooked it, then you can make a b'diavad. Shach brings down that there's those that say that once the salt, let's say once it's already dried out, you could eat it. And the Shach says, you know, you could eat the salt that was used already, presumably because all the blood already, evaporates. But the Shach said that that's not true, and he brought a riot from the Ramah, how do we know that it doesn't evaporate? Because the Ramah earlier said that if the meat is dry and you cook it, it's going to be mutter b'di'eved. Why? Because for sure you have shishim against the salt. If you could eat the salt itself because all the blood evaporates, then the Ramah wouldn't have to tell us that you could eat it because you for sure have shishim. You could eat the salt itself. The salt is no longer aser once it's dry. So therefore, this sefer that quotes this halacha, that you could eat the salt once it's already dried out, you could eat it, that's not correct. So how do you make this dry meat, with the salty meat? How do you do that? Very simple. You salt it. You wash it off and you re-salt it. And now, then you can leave the salt on. But you don't leave the same salt that you, when you used originally to salt a piece of meat, so it's not that you leave that salt on for a long time until the meat dries out. That's not what you're supposed to do. What you're supposed to do is salt it, get the blood out, wash it. In other words, kosher it properly. And then, you could decide to cook it or you could decide to re-salt it and turn it into this the kind of meat that they make, the salted meat that lasts for a long time. One more important halacha. You were ready, listening. One more important thing to mention from this sif is brought down in the Taz. The Taz discusses, we discussed, what if you have a piece of meat, you put it into a kli rishon, so then it's a problem. You have to have shishim against the salt. You put it into a kli sheni, the Ramah says it's also a problem because there's salt over there. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't be salt. Let's say you're talking about the hadacha rishona. Understand? Let's go back. Right. Not that you saw the preparation. Not the hadacha rishona, the first of the three hadacha achrainas. The hadacha kamaisa, the original, the one you do before malicha. Let's say you were the same smarty that I wanted to do the hadacha achrayna and the klisheini. You made the same cheshbin by the hadacha rishayna, that you're going to want to wash it off in the klisheini because the easier to wash off all the blood better, and it's not going to cook it because it's a klisheini. So here already, the chayra, your cheshbin is good. I mean, probably shouldn't do it in a klisheini in hot water, but nothing's going to become usher if that's what you did. Right? Even if you, according to Ramah, nothing happened because it's a klisheini, so the blood never got absorbed into the piece. And even according to the Mashal, that the blood did get absorbed in, the blood on the surface gets absorbed in, but it'll come out. It's not really cooked. Everyone agrees that a klisheini can cook. So if the blood was not cooked in the meat, when you do malicha, it'll come out. So if you did this when you were talking about hadacha kamaisa, you're okay. If you did a hadacha kamaisa in a kli rishon, it's not hadacha kamaisa. You cooked it with the blood. So you made it aser. What would happen if you didn't throw it into a pot that's on the fire? You heated up water. You took that big pot of water, put it on the counter, and now when it's already off the fire, you threw in the piece of meat. Again, we're talking about not salt. We're talking about hadacha rishonah. Before doing hadacha rishayna, instead of doing hadacha rishayna, you threw it into a pot of hot water that's off the fire. Pot meaning the kli rishayna, but off the fire. So is that a problem or not? What do we learn in Hilchos Taruvah? I mean, what's the basic rule? A kli rishayna off the fire is a problem? Could it cause a problem? Mevashel. As long as the yatzei ledesh be paskan, it's mevashel. So therefore, this is considered meat that was cooked without hadacha, and it's also b'di'evit. Choladeis, yeah. It's considered meat that was cooked without malicha, and it's also choladeis, yeah. So, but there might be an exception, says the Taz. L'chore, there might be an exception. The Gemara in Sechah Shabbos, and it's quoted also to some degree in Hilchah Shabbos, Halachos of Bishul on Shabbos, the Gemara alludes to the fact that basar shor, ox meat, whatever an ox is not, it's tough. Because it's so tough, the only way to cook it, the only way you could affect Bishul on basar shor is if it's in a kli rishon that's on the fire. A kli rishon off the fire cannot affect bishul on the basar shor. It's so tough. Anything else? Yeah. I mean, calf meat or whatever it is, that's what we said before. And if you put it into the kli rishon, even if it's off the fire, it will be considered meat that was cooked without, or you put the chicken in there, it will be considered meat that was cooked without melicha, and will be also the kuli alma. Right, but if you put in basar shor, so there's this rule that basar shor will not be cooked unless the kli rishon is on the fire. So maybe you didn't do anything. So maybe nothing happened. Maybe you could still do malicha on it because the meat was not cooked. So this is a machlokes that the Taz talks about in this long Taz of Katan Lamed Ches. The Taz quotes the Ramah that says it is a problem. Yeah. Taz Lamed Ches. So comes the Taz, he quotes the Ramah, Taras Chatas, that says that this, no, what? Is it wrong tzion? What happened? Chav Gimel, yeah, I was looking at it, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Taz Chav Gimel, that says that it's still a problem. Notwithstanding that rule that the Gemara says, it's still a problem. Because if you look in Hilcha Shabbos, says the Rama, the halacha in Hilcha Shabbos is, could I take basar shor and put it in a kli rishon off the fire? Practice halacha l'mayis in Hilcha Shabbos. Could I take a piece of basar shor and put it into a kli rishon off the fire? The answer is no. Why? Because even though the meat, the flesh doesn't cook, but all the lachluchis, all the juices in the flesh does cook. So Hilcha Shabbos, who cares? I'm not allowed to cook anything, right? So who cares if I'm cooking the flesh or I'm cooking the lachluchis that's inside? So therefore, the kedushin off the fire still has the koyach to at least cook the lachluchis. So therefore, the ma'isa, I anyway can't put it in. All right, so that's halacha in Hilcha Shabbos. No one really argues on that. That's the halacha psuka. I can't l'maisa put the basar shor in, even if it's off the fire. So says the Ramah, same thing over here. If you took the piece without doing melicha, hadacha and melicha, and you threw it into the cliche, to the kli rishon off the fire, not a cliche, klisheni, everyone will agree is mutter. But to put the kli rishon off the fire, it's a problem. Even if the meat, even though it's basar shor, the meat is not getting cooked, but the blood's getting cooked. The blood is the lachluchis, right? So the blood's getting cooked. So the blood's getting cooked in the meat, and it'll get absorbed in the meat because the blood will cook and get absorbed in the meat, and now it won't come out anymore. So therefore, the Ramah's machmir on the shaila, because even though the meat is not cooking, the blood is cooking, and the Taz says he thinks it could be makel on this. He says because even though for Hilcha Shabbos we don't care what cooks, even if the meat is not cooking, but if the blood is cooking, it'll still become aser. But for Hilchas Melicha, it's nageya. For Hilchas Melicha, if, I don't care that the blood is cooking. If the meat doesn't cook, that means the blood doesn't get stuck in the meat. So it will come out when you do Melicha. So therefore, the Maisa, the Taz is Mekel. If you didn't do Melicha, I'm saying if the piece was not salted. If it was salt, it'll be worse. Because there's salt, just like the salt in the Klisheni, it made it hotter. The salt in the Klisheni off the fire also makes it hotter. So therefore, let's say if you did a melicha and then you put the basar shor and the kli rishon off the fire, then everyone agrees it will be a problem. But if you didn't do the melicha yet, and you put the basar shor in the kli rishon, which is off the fire, according to Ramah, it's a problem because the blood cooks, so therefore it'll get stuck in the meat and won't come out. And the Taz says no, even though the blood cooks, but since the meat is not cooking, it's not getting stuck in the meat and it will still come out through melicha. But this is all regarding basar shor. But if you take a chicken and you put it in the kli rishon off the fire, so then everyone will agree that you cooked your chicken, we're not doing melicha, and it's awesome.